I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy Bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
Oi, you, what are you plugging in?
I'm plugging in these enormous earmuffs so I don't have to listen to those ridiculous shit jokes anymore!
Didn't know Regna putting this on.
Yvette and Glenn!
Podcast 50, everyone!
Yay!
50!
Yes, let's have the roll of the drums! Let's have the fireworks! Let's celebrate!
Oh, without the sound effects! No extra cost to you.
Oh, we've got celebrities galore popping in, haven't we, Glenneth?
Shit, I forgot to book them.
50, half a century.
Half a century old. Mm. How many years have we been doing this now?
Oh, it must be about three years?
Is it?
Yeah, 3-4 years
tops.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That's quite good. Regularly, I say regularly.
It's kind of like monthly, isn't it?
And now and again, if we're all a bit busy.
It's basically
busy.
Monthlies, isn't it?
Yeah, it depends how busy. Because we do this in our spare time when we've got an hour to spare. Exactly right, yeah.
That's right. Hello,
how are you?
Hello.
Long time no see.
Here we are, yet again. We are in our house, mine and Mr. Beatty's.
In the middle of your street.
In the middle of our street, yes. We've got any snuffling noises, it's my mother on the floor. No, it's Watson and Olive underneath the table. And my beautiful husband, Mr. Carl Beatty,
hello,
is here.
Everybody.
There he is.
There he is.
Hello, everybody.
And the co-host, of course, is Glenn Gorgeous Hunt.
Oh, you're probably too kind.
No, I'm not. My name's Yvonne Fondling. There we are.
Oh, hello, Yvonne. It's a treat. I think Carl should move to the chair next to you, then he's closer to your microphone.
Okay.
In that case,
as long as you don't...
Carl
does this thing where he likes to sort of... You know, when you get told off when you're at school and you used to lean back on your chair?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what he's... That's what he's doing now. Do you know... Just to over-egg the pudding, doesn't it?
I know, there's a lot of that going on today, I've noticed.
Oh, my God. Anyway, here we are.
I know, podcast 50, and what a treat that we're still doing this. I'm already eagerly excited about the next 50, to be honest.
Oh, I know, so. Another 4 years.
I know.
Where will we be?
That's easy for you to say.
Where will we be? Let's hope the next 50 is better than the last 50.
That's better. What a lovely podcast.
So much better than the last 50 shows
we did. I've got two brosies.
Hang on, you haven't even... You've got a cup of tea in front of you. You haven't even got any wine.
I know. We did have a very nice lasagna for tea, didn't we? Because I cooked it, so it has to be nice.
And you made it perfectly, as you always do.
And I had a small glass of wine, and that's all. I don't really feel like it tonight.
Mm.
Maybe I'm sickening for something. Mm. You can't say that now, can you? You can't say I'm sickening for something anymore.
People get scared,
won't
they?
Worried.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get paranoid.
Yeah, yeah. You can't say anything.
And you, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you, by the way. As this is podcast 50.
And we don't. Wow.
Yeah, woo! Woo! 50! Yeah. 50!
Officially declare the podcast open with some cheesy balls or puffs. I've got something else.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you could do the sound of a trumpet, please. We've got cheesy...
What the bugles?
Cheesy bugles.
Oh my god, let's try it.
Do you
cheesy
know what I love
bugle.
About that? They've actually got on the packet fun shape. Why are you supposed to stick them?
I know, that's the same sign that was on Carl's underpants when I had a look in there. It was fun shape. Let's try
now,
a bugle.
I believe your knickers say CNA on, don't they? That's just to make sure you know which way around
that's
putting them on.
That's a very old joke. Oh my god. Well, they're kind of like folded...
They look like wizard's hats, don't they?
See, they're sort of cone-shaped on the front there, yeah. On the packet, but when you get them, they're just flat.
Yeah.
They're nice. I like them.
Yeah? Do you approve? Ooh.
Walker's Bugles, yes.
Now, you see, if your ma was here, you'd agree with me that they do taste the cheese.
They're very nice.
Mmm. Now, feel free to eat them out of the packet.
Oh, very
nice. Or put
nice
them in a bowl
indeed.
Or something like that.
What are you trying to say?
Don't worry, I'll get a bowl.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but you're part of the family. We don't have to sit on...
No, you don't have to sit on something. Even though, I must say, when I arrived, the house has been cleaned. You've done your hair. You've changed colour of it. What else was going on today? It's only me.
I've cooked dinner.
You cooked dinner as well. You've really stood on ceremony for me.
I have. Because you're very important. Special part of our lives, Glenys.
Very, very...
Elizabeth.
You pour that in there. They're very, very nice. In fact, they taste like Quavers.
Yes.
They're exactly the same taste as Quavers.
They are, yeah. That's strength of cheese.
Yes. No more, no less. No, people can't see what
they're fighting over the bugles now, listeners.
Oh, God, it's actually a very strong smell of cheese, or is that just you?
That's Carl sat back down again.
Yeah, said not for a day.
Hey!
And, excuse me.
You're right.
A bit of bugle went down the wrong way. Would you like a finger?
Oh, yes.
Hey, fingers!
I do like a chocolatey finger.
Hey, that'll go nice with your cup of tea.
Oh, I like to dip the finger in the tea, as everybody knows.
I like to dip a finger.
I know you do. So anyway, let's start at the very beginning because it's...
As Julie Andrews once said.
Yes. It's a very good place to start.
There you go.
Thank you. I'm actually watching a documentary at the moment about Mary Poppins.
I thought you were doing the podcast.
Yeah, so did
oh,
I.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, exactly. No, I mean last night, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Oh, God.
What are you doing up at that time?
It's a menopause. It's a nightmare. I'm waking up. Anywhere between 3 and 4, wide awake. So I'm watching all sorts of strange documentaries.
Oh, gosh.
I watched one on Lewis Carroll, and then I'm watching one at the moment about...
Julie Andrews.
No.
You just said you were doing one.
No, I said Mary Poppins.
No, Mary Poppins.
But it was... What's she called? The author, for God's sake.
Oh, I've forgotten that as well.
Something PJ...
There's a film about her as well, wasn't there?
Saving Mr. Banks.
Yeah.
Travers, that's it.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Mm.
She was from Ireland, you know.
Oh, the author was she?
Anyway, we're going down
a
rabbit hole.
It's not a book review podcast, is it?
She wasn't from Ireland. She was from Australia, but her heritage, her father was from Ireland, so she liked to think of herself from Ireland. Anyway, boring. So that's what I do at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Anyway, Glenys, how was your day?
How was your day?
Oh, it was quite entertaining today. I went round to my mum's house.
Oh.
Did you?
Yes, now I've noticed that Agnes, who we will be calling a little bit later, we'll be calling her a lazy so-and-so, only because I've noticed she's falling asleep an awful lot.
Is her mouth open?
Yeah.
Oh.
She kind
Does
of...
Does it happen halfway through a sentence with you? Because I can sort this out very well.
No, it's before I even turn up and... there's previous times when I've pulled up on the driveway and through the living room window, I've seen her kind of bent over at a 45-degree angle with a food all over the place, falling asleep in front of the TV.
And really?
I've phoned the house from the car and the kids have thought it was hilarious watching her get up and walk across the living room to answer the phone. So today I was round and I opened up the door. No sign of any activity, but I did hear the TV on. So I went through to the living room and once again, she's fast asleep... On the sofa. I mean, this is like 10 o'clock in the morning, by the way.
Wow.
And she's doubled over, cat on her lap. I thought, well, she hasn't even heard the car turn up on the drive. She hasn't heard the door slam of the car. She hasn't heard
terrible
me open the back
dog.
Door.
Terrible guard dog.
Terrible guard cat.
Yeah.
And She didn't hear me come through.
She just emptied the house.
Well,
yeah.
I thought, I'll give her another call. But I was actually sat down on the opposite sofa and rang it.
No.
And it was ringing for about 30 seconds. And then suddenly she sprang into life. Cat jumped off her lap. She marched across the living room like a Cyberman off Doctor Who, the way she was walking. Because obviously she got up so quickly, she's all stiff.
Yeah.
So she couldn't really walk properly, but it was like watching a clockwork robot of sorts walk across.
Like you knew that,
like our sex life.
And then she picks up the phone, she goes, "Hello, yes." And I said, "Hello, Mum, you all right?" "I am." And then she turns around and sees that I'm sat on the sofa. "Oh, yeah, we so-and-so." So, I had a bit of fun at my mum's expense today
you
as well.
Are a
so. The thing is, I would have videoed it if I didn't have to use my phone to call her with. So it would have made a cracking video.
Mary did that to me on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. She actually had an air horn. She's hidden in her bedroom.
Yes.
And she was hiding behind this door here. And I was coming in from outside, and honest to God, a bit of wee wee came away because I slipped and tripped on the stair.
Did you?
When there's something about an air horn that makes me laugh every time. Every time.
How was your day?
Well, can I just say, you know when you go to the toilet, right?
Yeah.
Right, this is the 50th episode. You know when you go to the toilet and you finish and all the rest of it and you're going about your business, you go, it doesn't feel right. Something's not right. Something's not right. As you're walking...
Was this number ones or twos?
Number twos. Oh. Something's not right. Something's not right. And I felt a little bit unsteady on my feet and I thought, what's going on? And let me tell you, Steve Green is back.
Oh, no!
Steve is back.
Wow.
And you shouldn't push so hard.
It upsets me greatly.
You think it must upset Steve? He's up your arse.
Carl's always wanted to go up there.
Did you just say that? You'll have to edit that out, Glennon. You can't put that in. I'm a children's author, you know. She's a children's author, you know. Yeah, so anyway, I went to the chemist and bought the appropriate shenanigans, and now we're fine. We're a lot better. Because Steve's only very, very small.
Was he?
But he's very uncomfortable.
Small but very noticeable.
He's from Stockport, you know, Steve Green.
Right.
Don't you remember Steve Green from Stockport?
Remember Steve Green was so
funny. And I said, I'll name it after you.
And who wouldn't cherish that honour? Exactly.
Right, how was your day, Mr. Beattie?
Yeah, Mr. Beattie, how was your day?
So those people who will remember, but probably won't remember because we've not mentioned it... Our lawnmower broke.
Oh, right.
I went off road with a lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ride on a lawnmower. Went off road, and apparently a domestic lawnmower can't mow woodland.
Why would that be?
But I have no
idea.
They
just don't make things to last, do they?
They don't. So anyway, we're getting it fixed, but it took over a month to get it fixed, didn't it?
Mm.
Which meant the grass was growing. And
it was Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
I mean, David Attenborough was desperate to come in because there were new species in the garden.
There was.
And anyway, we eventually got the lawnmower back, and lawn was cut. Ma Fielding, she cut the lawn. We've sped the lawnmower up.
Yeah.
So it goes faster.
Right.
But Ma Fielding refuses to go full speed.
Yep. But 4 miles an hour.
Do you think she's going to actually tip it over?
I get nervous when I go around the pond, you know.
She's with good reason. And anyway, she finished it. Grass everywhere.
Yeah.
And my point is leave the grass. Just leave it there.
I've always been a big subscriber to that, you know.
Because the wind takes the grass, it mulches down, it takes the grass, and it goes away eventually.
Yeah.
But Ma Fielding needed to. At one point, with a bloody yard brush, brush it all into piles. And of course, because it's rained today, couldn't pick all the piles up. And it was windy. So if we'd left it where it was, it would have been fine.
There's too much of it, love. There's too much
Diane,
of it. Underneath,
I'm a
gardeners
lawn.
Everywhere will understand.
I'm a lawn
guru. Will understand.
I've been cutting that lawn for 1,000 years.
No, you
even
haven't.
Before lawns were invented, I was cutting that lawn. Keeping it in
people will know
shape.
That if you leave the grass over the top there, you get brown
with
patches.
With your womanly
underneath.
Ways,
do you?
Your best attitude, you just ruined it. Now there's big clumps of grass everywhere.
Think of the size of the brown patches now.
There's brown patches out where you've actually cleared the grass. It's, the brown patches are there not because the grass is on top, it's because the grass was that
it's
long.
It's actually been serious.
When you actually cut the grass, it's brown because the
all right.
The actually, aren't the brown patches
there
from where the dogs piss on the grass?
No,
that's where your vet pisses on the grass.
I don't right. do anything like that. I've never been like that.
With your womanly ways.
Womanly
anyway, that was my name, because I was going to go there and clear it up, but I couldn't be bothered to.
Well, Carl's been very busy. He's been making things from wood. He's been making duck houses, cocks.
Yeah.
He's made me a chair.
We've seen
the
videos.
Made a window box.
Oh, yeah, I did finish the window box the other day, so that's...
very good.
Another job for you. How many layers of paint are you putting it on?
Loads.
Yeah.
Make
it last.
I'm a lot more than it needs to. It says put two coats on, but I'm putting about six or seven coats on.
Yeah, but what about the paint, though? How much paint are you putting on?
Well, I can't put any on because I can't move with six or seven coats.
Right, okay.
Oh, that's a shit joke, isn't it?
It's just a vision I had in my brain. Carl with six or seven coats on.
Exactly.
And that's trying to paint. So then, shall we move straight into the abyss that is Correspondence Corner?
Let's do that thing.
Because for those of you who want to email us at any time, you can do that with our email address, which is
hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Shall we get Will out of the cupboard?
Yeah.
Correspondence Corner. Another message from another caller. Correspondence Corner. Leave a message and we might get back to you.
Thanks, Will.
Yay.
Right, our first letter comes from Steve. You can stop now.
That, stop it.
Steve Tanton.
Tanton.
Tantalising. It says, hello, Yvette, Glenn, and everyone. First of all, I just want to say a big thank you. My partner has been on furlough since February and not looking like he will be back until August. And one thing keeping him sane and happy is this podcast.
Oh, really?
That's nice.
Nice.
He always loved Most Haunted and I've watched everything, but he didn't know about the podcast until he was on furlough. I've never seen him laugh as much as when he listens to it, and he's nearly listened to all 48 of them in the last couple of months. It'll be 49 now, and 50 with this, of course, and is looking forward to much to future episodes. If at all possible, it would mean so much to him and me if you could mention him in one of your podcasts. His name is Steve Evans from Plymouth.
Evans from Plymouth. Let's hear it for
Steve Evans from Plymouth. I'm glad we've cheered you up, Cockle.
Oh, even Watson's smelling the cheese.
He is. He's smelling the cheesy bugle.
Yeah.
Hello,
Watson. Do you want to... Here, let's
try. Give him a cheesy bugle, see what he does with it.
Gentle.
Now give the dog one.
Do you like that? Oh, he likes that. Don't give him too many. You know what his stomach's like.
Gently.
That wasn't gentle at all. It was a bit snatchy.
They don't know what gently means, do they? It's the same with my dogs.
He does do. He's a good boy. All right.
Anywho, Steve goes on to say, if you're ever down this way again, we would love to see you. Thanks very much for everything. Steve Tanson.
Very nice, Steve. Thank you for getting in touch.
Dear Yvette, Glenn, Carl, Mary and the wonderful mothers, thank you all for the continued laughs and enlightening content. I spend a long run listening to you all, although I find that running and laughing does not mix well at all.
No, it doesn't.
My legs go all wobbly and I look completely nuts when laughing hysterically.
Does it look like your mother's just pushed you out the door? You can't stop running. There's a Billy Connolly one that.
Or being thrown out of the pub or something at late at night. I get some very odd looks. Anyway, I've got a crap joke for you.
Oh,
and she says
God.
It made me laugh. Love you all. Spent many an evening in your company, and it's great. Says Rachel Stevenson McDonald. So thank you, Rachel, for that.
Thank you, Rachel. What's the joke?
Running
then?
The joke will say for
shit
joke corner.
Right,
yes,
okay.
we'll revisit that in a little bit.
Shit joke corner.
Would you like to have the pleasure of reading out the next email?
Oh, go on then. Put my spectacles on.
Can you put your spectacles on? That means I can eat a bugle whilst you're talking.
Okay. Hi, guys. Long time no write. It's good to hear you're all doing well during this shocker of a year. Early in March, I went back to my home city of Adelaide for a week to catch up with friends and family.
I have sent now.
I haven't seen in yonks and go to the Adelaide Fringe Festival, which is the second largest fringe in the world behind the Edinburgh Fringe. I didn't know that. As I settled into my seat for the 50-minute flight between Melbourne and Adelaide, an attendant paged a Mr. Robert Fricker. This is only the second time I've heard the Fricker last name and was wondering if Sandra Fricker had any family that lives in Adelaide or Melbourne. I haven't heard from her in some time, so if you're still listening, Sandra, please tell. Also, I had a good... I'm changing to English now.
Yes.
Also, I had a good laugh at... Yeah, get on with it. Also, I had a good laugh at work last week. On a lazy Friday afternoon, I opened my emails, and who should be in my inbox but a Mr. Dick Goodbody. What a great name! Being an immature 20-something male surrounded by other 20-something males, we had a good laugh, especially when I remembered how you say, back your truck up, good body. Good body. Yes. Dick, if you're listening to this, please don't change your name. And I hope you make it big in the porn industry, even if you're in your mid-70s. Keep up the good work. Dan McCree. Now, I don't know how if you say it that way. McCree. Please forgive me, Dan, if I've said it incorrectly. P.S. Carl, please shave, preferably the facial region. He has done,
Dan.
Which is great. So, yes, Mr. Robert Fricker, are you any... relative to Sandra Fricker.
Sandra Fricker.
Sandra Fricker. 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 Fricker.
Wow, that was impressive. Actually,
that was impressive.
Is it?
Do you want to sit on that again?
Steve. Anyway, there you go.
Great stuff. Pop that there in the pile.
Pop that there in the pile.
And another one here from Tina Palmer, not Parker. Hi, you lovely bunch. So
hello.
There was me minding my own business, as usual, happily snoozing at 2:15 a.m. when I hear woof at the bedroom door, meaning one thing. No, my husband hasn't got some weird pet fetish, but my dogs needed their early morning piss stop.
Oh.
So I clamber over the husband, walk out onto the landing to be greeted by my 17-year-old daughter, Faith, at the bottom of the stairs saying, I'll take them out. I think, oh, that's very kind.
That's
thanks
nice.
Very much.
Yeah, like that.
Turn to go back to bed with my eyes like two piss holes in the snow when she pipes up saying, oh, by the way, your email has made the podcast. And I'm like, what? She says, you're on the fucking podcast, Mum. She's not posh like me. My eyes are no longer like piss holes in the snow, but bulbous and out of stalks like something on a Tom and Jerry cartoon. Are you fucking kidding me, Faith? I let the poshness slip. No, Mum, you're on it, and so is Uncle Dave. But I think they read your name wrong and called you Parker, not Palmer. Who gives a fuck what they call me? I made the podcast, bitches! So it's 2:30 in the morning. I'm now downstairs rooting around for my headphones so I can listen in bed without waking up Darth Vader in his sleep apnea mask. And I clamber back over him, pop on the headphones, and have a listen. Needless to say, I piss myself laughing as usual. Thanks so much for reading out my email. You've made a non-bakery wanker very happy and got this bitch some points.
Oh, yes, the bakery and non-bakery wanker people.
That's correct.
Yes, that's
talking of wankers, like my brother Dave, we had a computer science teacher at school in the 80s called Mr. Carr. His initials on his briefcase were Mr. W. Carr. And yes, folks, I kid you not, we did find out his first name was Wayne. Wayne Carr.
Oh,
you've got to change your name. One more thing. Thanks to Carl for the Insta follow. I literally scored the most points in the universe against my brother Dave on the...
Go on,
FU Dave chart. Oh, and here's my number if you want to give me a tinkle and talk posh things on the podcast. Tina Palmer, not Parker, over and out. So shall we...
We can try.
Shall we see if she answers? Because I tell you what...
Every time we try and ring people, they never answer the ruddy phone.
They never answer, do they? So let's give this a go. And you never know.
Hello?
Hello, it's Tina there, please.
Speaking.
Tina, just phoning about your car. There's somebody says they've driven into the back of it.
Be a bit funny, I've been off the drive.
Well, that screwed that one up, hasn't it?
Hey!
Yay!
Tina!
Is that
Tina Palmer.
Oh, Tina Palmer.
Is that Tina Palmer, not Parker?
Are you there? Oh, have you died?
Oh!
And there goes the penny dropping.
Oh, my God!
What are you doing right now?
I'm thinking, what the hell?
What were you doing just prior to picking up your phone?
Well, I was sat watching Coronation Street.
Oh, were you?
I actually thought you was my neighbours taking the piss because I've been out in my car today and I'm thinking, what the fuck is she going on about?
Oh, bless.
You know, every time you get talked to, I think, what the fuck's she on about?
I hope you find me before you find my brother.
We haven't got to your brothers yet. I think it might be on an email later on in the pile here.
Yeah, but we got your first.
They are read out in the order that they're sent to us, so that's how it gets.
Yeah, well, I didn't know the cheeky little sod had sent one in last time either.
Oh, I love your accent. It's lovely, isn't it? Where are you from then?
Where am I from?
Yeah, your accent. Is it like
don't say
down
your mother.
South?
No.
Where is it now?
Well, what it was, because I'm actually from Epping in Essex.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And
I live in Chigwell. I reside in Chigwell at the moment.
Right, over there's a very posh.
Nice, love.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, but no, I only, when I first sent my first email in, I thought, right, to try and get your eye, because David Tobias, his middle name isn't actually Tobias, he just sticks that in because he likes the sound of it. So I thought, right, I'll stick in on Tina, not Tobias Palmer, but then you read it out as Parker Palmer, and I'm like, what's going on here?
That's because Glenn can't read.
Yeah, I've got my contacts in, and I can't read the short-sighted stuff when I've got those in.
But no, I'm not. I'm a little bit posh. I'm very posh. I'm normal. I'm just an Essex bird, really.
Well, that's, I didn't
pretending
to say,
be a posh bird.
Wait, shut up for a sec. We can get a bloody word in edgeways.
Oh my god, I can't believe you actually blew your phone me up.
So you're an Essex bird?
Yeah, that's
I'm an Essex bird,
say.
Yeah.
So if we were to ring your brother up, what could we wind him up with?
Good question.
If you could wind him up and say something about maybe he's not wearing his mask properly in the co-op while he's bakery wanking.
Oh, okay, that's good.
You could do something like that, because they have had people moaning that they're not letting them use baskets. They're making them use a carrier bag, so that they don't have to transfer their shopping from a basket to a bag. And they've had a few grumpy customers moaning that they're not allowed to use baskets. Yes. So you could do some sort of co-op related
wind up on him. I'm going to be ringing from a head office at co-op. Do you know the name of his boss or anyone?
No, I don't.
Oh, what can I say? I'll make some nonsense up.
Just make some bollocks up about a customer or something moaning. Because he bought himself a brand new... get this right, you know the masks?
Yeah.
He's bought this mask with a pair of like white lips on the front for £45.
Has he been wearing it at work?
And he's, it's his black mask with white lips on for £45 and he's sweating his nuts off in it.
Has he been wearing it at work?
Yeah, right. He wears the mask at work.
Right.
All right then, gorgeous. It was lovely talking to you.
Yeah, it's lovely talking to you, darling.
And you.
All right, sausage.
I'm
going to
have so many fucking points from this. This is amazing.
And always remember, no matter what happens...
I won't message David or anything. I'll let you do what you've got to do.
Yeah,
right,
he's lost in the
secret.
Points. He's following me anyway,
don't say anything.
He's really pissed off about that.
But remember, whatever goes on in the future, you were always the first one that we called.
Yes.
I know, that's quite amazing, actually. I'm going to go and piss myself in a minute.
I love you.
Because I've got my tenor pad on.
I've got Yvette's tenor pad on as well.
Tina, before you go...
See, this is what I'm doing. I'm standing in my back garden to get reception.
Oh, yeah. Bless your heart.
In my men posh garden in Chigwell, in the dog pissing rain, and I've just noticed a dog shit on the floor. Can
nice.
You get me a bag, Eliza?
Tina, before you go...
Yeah.
Tina,
yes.
What's drop-dead gorgeous and hangs up?
You.
She's right.
Right, let's ring a brother.
Hello, hello, hello. His email reads...
Right.
Dave Tobias Palmer here, your friendly bakery wanker. Thank the Lord, baby cheeses, that you have been able to get back into your social bubble for the podcast. And might I say, the last one was a corker. Old Mrs. Hunt's, the limerick, had me in stitches. It was a good one,
that was.
Good.
Good, yeah.
We like
yeah.
that.
As for that bitch sister of a mine, Tina... Posh, I heard you ask. Let me tell you, she's about as regal as one of the corgi's turds in Buckingham Palace. Well, we've just discovered that for ourselves,
yes,
haven't we?
Have, yeah.
Unbeknownst to him. I love my sister to bits, but after her last email, Tina who? Bloody whore, he says. anyways, I've got to go. Love to you all. I'd piss my pants if you ever call me up. I'll die of shock, he reckons. And he's left his phone number.
Right, ring.
Unbeknownst that his sister had left a phone number and
right.
email first.
So. I'm going to try and wind him up.
Why don't you do a Scottish accent?
I was going to do it in an Indian accent, actually.
Ooh, there's a phone ringing there. Where's that coming from?
There's only people selling stuff.
Right, here we go. So I'll ring him now.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Dad. Can I please be speaking to David Palmer, please?
Doctor?
No, David Palmer, please.
Speaking.
Oh, hello there. I wonder if you could help me. I'm ringing from the head office in Birkenhead of the co-op. We've had a complaint against you today, Mr. David Palmer, basically about the masks. and the baskets and the carrier bags. People are getting very upset about it, and your name has been brought up. I'm going to have to bring this to the head of your department, but I have to let you know about the situation via the telephone. It is our co-op policy. Is that okay with you? Are you accepting this situation?
Yeah, I accept the situation.
And unfortunately, we're going to have to ask you not to come into the work tomorrow because it is a very, very difficult situation. She's actually threatening to sue, so we're going to have to bring in HR as well. Is that okay with you, Mr. Palmer?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. I'm not working tomorrow anyway.
Right, if you want to ring me up at any time, I can give you my phone number right now because I will be your representative in the situation.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say to me? Because I'm putting it down on the paper, and actually I have to tell you now that I'm recording this situation because it's very, very serious indeed. It actually could end up in small claims court.
Yeah.
You're happy with everything at all? You don't have any questions for me at all about Mrs. Cooper and the situation with the basket and the plastic, plastic handles on the carrier shopping bag.
The bags? Shopping bags.
Excuse me, let me finish speaking, please, when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, okay.
Why are you laughing? This is a very, very serious situation.
Yeah, obviously it is. Obviously it is about face masks and bags. Do you want my middle name as well?
No, I don't need your middle name. I've actually got your details here in front of me. And it is a very serious situation. And...
Jesus. Do I still get tomorrow off?
Do you have any idea who this is?
I have a rough idea.
And who might that be then?
Well, I'm hoping that it'll be Yvette and Glenn. You know what? Amount of times I nearly swore then, I was like, fucking hell, typical me to get one of these fucking phone calls. Oh, sorry, I did swear.
Loving the accent, though, Yvette. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was very, very good. I was thinking, how have HR got my bloody number?
Of course they'd have your number.
Complaining about me wearing a bloody mask. Because it's my first day wearing a mask and I haven't worn it properly, I was thinking, bastards, bastards.
And is this the mask with the red lips on?
No, I don't have a mask with red lips on. We're not allowed to be that individual at the co-op, I'm afraid. I've got to wear a generic blue, should I think.
Yes. Well, I think it's very good, and I think you're very, very, very professional, and you were very, very good. I could have been... Yeah, that could have been real, and you were very professional.
Well, you have to be, don't you, when you work for the cooperative.
Well, yeah, for the cooperative. Anyway.
Ideally said, I couldn't give a flying shit.
That would have gone down like a lead balloon.
They would have done really
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah, I've been trying to get the sack for years.
Well, now that they've heard this on the podcast, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, well, that's why I offered my middle name. They can have the whole lot if they want.
Well, we just spoke to your sister, and may I say, she is regal, isn't she?
Not.
She is not. You spoke to her first.
She emailed first. First come, first served, Dave.
Cheeky bitch. She's only you because I've told her about the bloody podcast in the first place. She can wait till I get off this phone. I've got to give her a right bollocking.
I think you should record it and then send it to us.
What, me phoning up and having a go at my sister?
Yeah,
she sent
go
me
on,
another bloody
do it.
Thing the other night because Cole liked a photo at 7:00 in the morning.
Wow.
She said, here, wake up to this, you bastards.
I think we need to share in more of this brotherly, sisterly love. I find it fascinating. Anyway, I'm going to go now because, of course, HR is calling me now at the head of the co-op, okay?
Love to you guys. Thank you so much for calling
Cheerio.
And making my accent work.
Bye. There we go.
Well done, Miss
Fielding. That was amazing. Bye. Excellent work there.
Do you know, that is one of my favourite accents of all time.
I love it, yeah.
I love the Indian, Asian accent.
Yeah.
I just think it's beautiful.
I love hearing the accent that they
it's
have.
It's beautiful.
And the intonation. Absolutely.
And it's one place I've always wanted to go, but I've never been.
Oh, I've been there.
I know you have.
Don't rub it in.
Right.
It's funny, this thing about having to wear masks at the moment as well. It is weird that if you think about what's going on, 2020 is probably the first year where you're expected to go into a bank wearing a mask and asking for money and getting away with it.
Exactly.
It's just weird. It wouldn't happen any other time.
People have been putting their own photographs on them in banks.
Have they? That's brilliant.
It is good. I would like to try it. You want another one of these cheesy boogles, don't you?
Yes. Oh, the dog.
Gently. Gently.
We've got Watson's approval. He's loving that, isn't he?
Lovely.
Nice
I
and
love
crunchy
him
for
so
him.
Much.
He's gorgeous.
Like
oh, he's beautiful.
Now, would you like to read out the next email?
Oh, go on then.
Very
I'll
good.
I'll pop my glasses back
you
on.
You pop your glasses on.
I pop the glasses back on.
I'm going to eat a finger.
Are you going to make a cup of tea by any chance? Oh, I would love another one. Don't give him any more now, darling. He'd be pooing beautiful.
I would like a coffee au lait, s'il vous plaît.
Hi, friends. I left a message and you got back to me.
Yay!
Thank you, namesake Lucy, for reading out my email about cock soup. Ah, oh, yes.
Ah, yeah.
I've worked my way through all the podcasts during the last couple of months and I've loved everyone. Oh, thank you. I work in a supermarket. I'm lucky to have a job, but I've needed the warmth and laughter. I'm so sad I'm up to date with the podcast now. I must mention that, like the beautiful Yvette, I'm a lady of a certain vintage, going through the usual changes. And her frank, humorous discussions of these have helped so much and encouraged me to do the same. The mums have been fad too. Anyway, the reason I'm writing is the cutting below. I fell about when I saw this random reading in a spooky mag given by psychic Debbie Destiny to one lucky mystery reader. Okay.
Go on then.
Mystery message. Calling Maggie, who works in a bank and has 6 grandchildren and a pet tortoise. Your husband in spirit says you should sell the car and have that new conservatory built just like you both had planned. Continue playing the lottery too, as you are very close to winning. The smell of fried eggs and chips and a strong woody aftershave are a sign...
What a load of horseshit.
You're a sign he's close, man. Is Debbie's Destiny mystery message for you? If so, let us know. Where the frickin' hell have they got... Where's this? It's in a spooky mag. Oh, my God. Especially as the tortoise detail and the smell of fried egg and chips. Imagine that wafting around and realising it's a departed loved one. As I usually work in the cafe, I probably will come back smelling of sausages. Maybe Reg would do some mystery readings. I'm sure they couldn't be any worse. Hopefully, may see some of you at Norfolk Most Haunted event soon. Thank you. Love and light to you all, Lucy Townsend.
That's
thank you,
great
Lucy.
Magazine, Lucy.
I excellent. Love that mystery message. Maybe Reg, we could suggest to Reg that he does a mystery message online.
Yeah.
He could.
That'd be a good shout.
Yeah. Could do
yeah.
Maybe you'll get something just as vague through this this evening, perhaps, as well, for any one of our listeners.
Is he coming tonight?
Well, he should know, shouldn't he?
Yeah, but I'm asking us if he's. I didn't ask him. Reggie, you coming?
Yes, I did see a little something on his social media about he was on his way. To this neck of the woods. So unless he's got some sort of gig in Stoke-on-Trent.
Ah, yes, his favourite home.
His favourite home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's where he's sold out in Stoke-on-Trent.
I know, he's very, very popular. Yeah, very popular.
Now, we've got an email here from Steve in Plymouth who says, "Evening all, I discovered this podcast at the very beginning of lockdown and thank God I did. You have kept me laughing and often crying with laughter throughout.
Yes.
I've listened to every podcast show now and started from the beginning. I'm trying to recruit more cheesy ballers." Well, thank you very much.
That's nice.
Great. I even got my partner interested, although I think he's listening more for the cheesy balls and chocolate fingers, and have become a must-have whilst listening to the show. Anyway, I was scrolling through Facebook and saw this. See attached. I mean, come on. You'd change your name. It looks like one of those fake, you know, Viz, our favourite comic.
I love Viz.
It's the adult, for those who don't know about Viz, the best way you could describe it, it's an adult comic with great comic strips in, which with plenty of choice language. But when it gets to the letters page...
They're the best. Top tips, readers top tips.
Top tips, all that kind of stuff. And the letters keep complaining. All clearly made up, but brilliant.
Yes.
And this one here from an alleged Terry Towling in London. And it reads, "I fucking hate people, so the chance to avoid them during lockdown has been lovely. Now that it's coming to an end, I might just stay indoors and pretend I didn't know it's been lifted. A bit like those Japanese soldiers found hiding in the jungle years after the end of World War II and claiming that I hadn't seen anything on TV or the internet will be entirely plausible because I'm with Virgin Media." It's a great read, isn't it?
I love Viz. There's one with Reader's Top Tips, and it's I think I've told these on the podcast before, but two of them was, the first one was, want to sound posh when you're driving up your drive, like you've got a real gravel driveway. The solution, get some Rice Krispies and stick them onto your tyres. And then another one was, got a hard saddle when you're riding your bike? Just get a naan bread and slap it over your saddle. And then when you get to the journey at the end of the day, you've got something nice to eat.
And nice and warm.
And warm! I like those.
An email here for you, Carl. It's from John Starr in the USA.
Oh, John Starr, what a name.
He says, I took this picture for Carl because one of his live chats, he said he loves the original The Fog movie.
Oh, yes. Oh, is that where somebody's got a hook?
Yeah, the pirate thing.
That's,
I remember watching that
there.
When it was on
and
TV.
She's on the radio, isn't she?
Yeah.
And this, the fog comes out. That's a really good film.
But it looks like a poster for the film itself, the original poster that was marketed with the film as well. He sent us his address because we gave him the benefit of the doubt in the mystery sound when he was guessing wrong all these.
Oh, yes,
the time.
That's right.
So we did promise him he could have one of the foiled Fangitas.
That's right.
From the Cherry Bakewell trays. So I've got it here.
You have got it there.
So,
we've got
so we need to send that to him. To this address. So
yeah, let's. You can't just.
That's just
not
squashed
right.
It down.
Well, it will get squashed in the mail anyway.
It won't, because what we're going to do is we're going to mount it into. I'm going to mount this.
Okay.
So it's in full glory. We'll send it as a parcel. Have you got his address?
Yes, it's on this email here. So we'll leave that here.
I'm going to mount this vagina for you.
God, for a second.
And send it through the post. It'll be in a box mount, obviously.
So it won't get squashed like it has done in my bag.
Worse than a squashed vagina.
There you go.
Not nice looking.
One of the best horror movies ever.
I know.
Ever,
I remember being
ever,
scared.
Ever.
I was scared of watching.
Was there something about the fog? It would come in, but then if it got to a certain time, it would just dissipate, and then the ghosts would stop as well. I think it got to a certain time, and it could only attack you within the fog.
Within the fog.
Yeah. But then when the clock struck a certain time, I'm sure it just it went away.
Well, it was about the timing because it was 100 years or so or 200 years. When they there was a leper colony and they sunk the ship or they
right
something like that.
Yeah, what a film!
I've got to watch that again because it's brilliant.
Now it's time now, Yvette, for you to put your earmuffs in.
Oh no!
It's time for shit jokes.
Oh, no. Shit jokes, shit jokes. Two drivers round the bend. Shit jokes, they can't be worse than Glenn's.
For the final time, then. Here we go.
Please don't tease me.
you said that to Carl only the other night. from our earlier email, says Rachel McDonald, here's my joke. At the hospital for another appointment, the doctor said, I'm going to stick my fingers up your bottom. I asked, is that to check my prostate? The doctor says, no, I'm trying to get the smell of tuna off my fingers. That's great. Come on, that's
great. It's not even funny.
It is.
It's not. How is that funny? How is that funny?
Because you just wouldn't expect the doctor to say that. I'm going to stick my fingers up your bum. Is that to check my prostate? No, it's to get the smell of tuna off my fingers.
That's not funny.
It's brilliant.
It's not funny.
Right. Hi to Steve McQueenie. He emails a joke.
Steve McQueen?
Steve McQueen.
McQueenie.
Oh, McQueenie.
Yep. Husband says to the wife, my Olympic condoms have arrived. I think I'll wear gold tonight. Wife replies, why don't you wear silver and come second for a change? No? You're not having that? No. Oh, Stevie, it's been met with blank faces, I'm afraid. James writes in. James Warren sent in a shit joke and says, two friends are driving through the countryside and one points to a field and says, ooh, look, a flock of cows. His friend corrects him. Herd of cows. And his friend replies, of course I've heard of cows. There's a flock of them over there. Come on, that's great!
I love how he's actually smiling as he's saying
it. It's the look of expectation on Glenn's face. I feel guilty not laughing.
Me too.
Just remember, they're not my jokes.
Yeah, but you're loving them. But you're loving them. But you're the thing. He'll be going round here around Christmas time, and he'll be telling us these freaking jokes.
Yeah, I'll say they're out of Christmas crackers, and you'll have to laugh out of politeness.
Yes, we will then.
Gemma Smith says, "Hope you're well. Here's a shit joke. Sorry, Yvette. She even apologises. What's the difference between a chickpea and a lentil?
No idea.
I've never had a lentil on my face."
I get it. It's just not fine. You get it. You get it, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I've never had a chick pee on my face either.
Why would you want a chick peeing on your face?
Well, and to each their own.
If you've had lentil, right, if you've had lentils, then you would have had them on your face because you've had them in your mouth.
Yeah.
Have you had a chick pee in your mouth?
Yeah, I've had a chick. I've had loads of chickpea in my mouth, haven't I? Well, a chickpea curry.
Anyway, I enjoyed that. Shit jokes.
I'm glad one out of three of us did.
Yeah. I think I feel I've lost a few moments of my life.
Remember how we were mentioning the mystery noise, and we were going to get another mystery sound?
Yes.
Well, I have found one.
Oh, good. Ooh. Is it better than the shit jokes?
It's much better than the shit jokes.
Good.
So I can officially launch the brand new What's That Noise?
Okay.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Boom. Are you ready to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, see if you can work out what this is. Right, so what is that?
It sounds like... Is it something forward, you know, speeded up?
No, it isn't.
Oh, that's the actual sound.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like someone tickling an animal.
Doing what?
Tickling an animal.
Okay. You might be on the right lines.
Yeah.
Because it's that kind of them just enjoying rubbing the belly and just
enjoying. Yeah, what sort of animal, though, if that's the... Hamsters? Do hamsters make that sort of noise?
Not hamsters.
It could be... You've got to think... It wouldn't be a cat or a dog. It's too obvious. So you could potentially go with, like, llamas or lambs.
A badger.
Lambs.
Tickling badgers?
It's not a badger and it's not a lamb.
Pussy?
Right,
oh no, you said cat.
Sorry. Oh, look at me. You said pussy.
I can confirm it's not a cat or a dog.
An armadillo.
That was you saying, I don't know, but you couldn't even bother to say it.
Hello.
I don't know, don't I? Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Oh, couldn't we come and see? Oh my god.
Armadillo.
No, it's not an armadillo.
It's just going to be guessing animals, isn't
guessing
it?
Animals.
Great. So if you want to guess what animal is being tickled for, what's that noise? It is an animal being tickled. Yeah, so.
I reckon people will get that really quickly.
Well, we'll see, won't we? You can email us. The email address is...
Hello, anytime.
I got you back to do that just as she was drinking a sip of a tea there.
Hello at anytimepodcast.com. Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
And please put... Please put the subject. What's that sound in the subject heading of the email? Whatever.
Oh, I see.
Right, we've just shown Carl what the animal is. Would you have ever said that in a million years?
Never.
You never would have said that was a pussy, would you? Never.
I'd never have said that was a pussy.
No, but there
Bearing
you go.
Mind. What?
I'm just
going to
talk about your pussy.
Yeah.
So please send emails in for what's that noise, and that would be great.
Yeah.
Shall we phone the mothers?
Let's phone those biatches.
See what they've been up to
your
today.
Mum up, eh?
Yeah.
Right. So we'll phone Agnes, then we'll bring Angela in.
Oh yes.
Okay. So
let's. Hello.
Hello, Hen.
Hello, Hen.
Oh my God, it's you lot.
Hello, Agnes, we miss you.
Oh, isn't that nice? I've missed you as well.
Aww. When things get back to normal, we can all be together, can't we? Where does she live?
In Droylston.
I forgot there for a minute where my own mother lived there, Agnes.
Pardon?
Hey?
Never mind. What?
So what have you been up to today, Mum?
Not a lot. I've just been tidying around the side of the house and that, like, you know.
Tidying up your own mess.
You what?
Hey?
Go on.
I said tidying up your own mess.
Outside the house?
Yes.
And there are a load of feathers.
There's a load of feathers?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Has your cat killed a bird?
Well, I'm just one of the cats, but you know, although it's been torn down a lot, I thought, surely God has not been after birds in this way, they're like, you know.
Well, they don't think about that. They don't think about, oh, I won't go out, it's raining.
Oh, well, you know,
mind you, some animals don't like to go out in the rain, do they? Like Watson, he doesn't like to go out in the rain. Does your pussy like to go out in the rain?
Who?
Did your pussy get wet?
No.
I'm just saying, does your pussy get...
Does it like to, does the pussy get wet outdoors, Captain Peacock?
She's not getting it.
You're not getting it, no.
She's not. Have you been asleep today, Agnes?
No, I haven't been asleep today.
Liar.
Don't believe you.
I bet you've been asleep on that sofa with your...
Honest to God, I haven't.
Yeah, stroking your pussy, watching Coronation Street.
I've just finished watching that. I'm watching Drew now at the moment. Drew Pritchard.
Watching what?
Droopy Cock.
Drew Pritchard. Oh. Antiques fella.
An antiques man. Oh, okay, you love your antiques, don't you? Wonder where that was going then, to be honest.
Now, you're going to talk to my mum, Angela, and then you're going to ask her to guess what was the last thing that you purchased. Is that right?
No, you're going to ask Angela what the unusual thing that the cat brought back. Are you hearing me, Agnes?
Hello?
Are you still there?
Oh, fucking hell.
Hello there.
Hello,
Mum.
We'll just merge you with Agnes.
We're merging you with Agnes now.
All right, yeah. Oh, hello to you too, then. Yes, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Agnes.
Hello, how are you, Angela?
I'm all right. How are you coping with
it? Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. What have you been up to?
Oh, I suppose like most people, really. Did a lot of gardening. Been doing a lot of gardening today. And in and out of the rain.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Got brave. Pardon?
You're brave. I've been out in the rain.
In and out. I was bobbing in and out. I've got two rose bushes today. Rose bushes?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Two rose bushes today, so I was repotting those, putting them in bigger pots.
Right.
Yeah, so I've done that today. What have you been doing?
Well, like you, just, you know, footing around, like, and then...
Yeah.
And as I just say, I was brushing up as well. I came across some feathers down the side of the house, like, you know. And I think the cat must have been after a bird. Anyway, eventually I seen the wee bird at the end of the drive.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh. Do you know, I didn't understand one word you said then. I got the little outfit which was about a bird.
But, Mum.
I didn't get any of that.
The cat's brought something else back.
What was it?
Oh, God, yes, yeah. You wouldn't believe it, Angela.
Wasn't it a mouse?
No, it wasn't a mouse. Can you have a guess?
A guess at what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell. A frog? Was it another animal?
Oh. Hello? Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I wanted a tiger, was it? Something stupid like that. let me see. So it wasn't a mouse. Wasn't
no.
A frog. And the cat, what does a cat usually bring back? I mean, that's it. Little things, a bird. Yeah, you mentioned a bird.
Yeah, and something.
I don't know.
I
have no idea.
No, right.
Let's ask around the table.
Did she say it was an animal?
Yes, it's an animal.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Right, yes. So it's an animal. So Mum said it was a bird, frog, a squirrel.
A bird or frog.
A baby squirrel.
Anything like... Oh,
no, not a squirrel.
Snake.
No.
I'll go with snake.
Ooh. Carl's going with snake, Mum.
Snake?
Did she bring a worm back?
No.
That's typical, your mum. I talk snakes, she talks worms.
half a dog.
Half a dog?
Half a small dog.
I don't know. Put us out of our bloody misery. This is worse than shit jokes. What?
Well, we could open it up to the listeners. What did the cat drag back?
Oh, Christ, really?
Yeah.
Let's see what the cat dragged in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if any of our listeners can guess what Agnes's cat dragged in, complete surprise to us all.
Was it?
Yeah. Then email us
at
anytimepodcast. Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
There we go.
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
Yes. Now, Mother,
yes.
Did you buy something unusual today?
Unusual.
Another GIMP mask accessory.
A whip?
Yeah. Didn't you get something unusual?
Well, that might be unusual to you, but I needed it.
A butt plug?
It was it was only from the newsagent, so I went in today to get a paper, and I saw them on the shelf, and I wanted one, and it's one of those rubber fingers, you know, that you put on your thumb or your finger.
What,
a butt plug?
Paper.
Oh, you mean a thimble, a rubber thimble?
A rubber finger.
You like a rubber finger?
A rubber
finger. Turn the pages.
For pages. Instead of licking your finger, you have a rubber finger.
I've never heard of a rubber finger.
Oh, you have. It's got lots of bubbles on it.
Huh?
It's got lots of little nipples on it, bubbles on it.
God.
Little rubber finger you put on your finger.
Oh, I think I've seen them in the post office. That they use them when they count the money. 2, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70.
Listen, I don't think counting on money. That's why she wanted it.
Nah, that's what it is. You're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. And you change 20, 30, 40, 50, 60.
And with that rubber little fingery thing, they used to actually get it right. How many times have you taken money into the bank in cash that you've counted 15 times at home? They put it in the machine and they go, you're £10 short.
Yes.
Yeah.
So not. Well, the machine doesn't lie.
Well, I bought one of those and I've not got it yet, but it's one of those very long duster things.
I'm sorry?
You can a long duster, you can push
a tickling stick.
I'm sorry?
A tickling stick, you mean?
Ah, I like a tickling stick, but you can get it into places that you can't.
Right.
So you can't reach, Shelley.
Yeah, like down your radiator or something.
I've never heard of call
that
before.
I bought that today and a rubber finger. I've been gardening and I've been baking again. Oh. Baked some chocolate chip crisps.
Crisps?
Yeah, well, they're so thin. You break them up. Yeah, I put them in a little bag and they're just like eating the packet of crisps. But they're chocolate chip and they're Everton.
I'll have to have a go at that.
I'll do some for when we meet up.
Yes, that would be nice. Well, anyway, if you'd asked me to guess what you'd bought today, I would never have thought that you would have said a rubber finger. In a million years, I would never have got that one right.
No, well, yes, I thought I wanted one. I've been wanting one for ages.
So,
I'm glad
really
you just got one.
Oh, good. They really are good, though.
What colour is it, Mum?
Pardon?
What colour is it?
They're usually brown.
Oh, dear.
That doesn't sound right, does it?
They're usually brown.
A brown rubber finger with nipples on. No. I didn't think I was saying that today.
It's a sentence you never thought
of. What's the name of my angel? What is the name for it?
It's just a rubber finger, for God's sake.
Did you just ask for a rubber thing over the counter?
I didn't ask to ask for it. I just got it off the shelf and said, I'll have one of these, please.
All right.
Yes. And I got a couple of pens with it. So I did my bit of stationery shopping today. So, anyway, Agnes, how's your hair looking?
Oh, it's a bloody mess. Tell you. For God's sake.
Oh, mine is it. I'm going to have it cut on Friday and I'm going to leave it grey. I'm going to just leave it grey.
Yeah, save your money, Angela.
Yeah, it's too much.
And you'll have more money in your
Mum, Agnes.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Steve is back.
Oh, he's there. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I know.
Try rubber finger.
And on that note,
cheerio.
Just continue preparation H and give it a bit of a twiddle and it should be fine.
And I could borrow your rubber finger. I'll give it you back when I finish with it.
You'll never know because it's still brown.
Like I say, and on that note, right, turn them off.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
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 That was a 12-minute conversation.
Jeez.
Of which 6 minutes was, you are, pardon.
Yeah, it was. Your editing skills will
Watson
be needed.
Watson has farted.
Are you sure it's Watson? Watson?
Well, it's either you or you've got your legs open. But
no. Oh, he has. I can. Are you sure it's not Glenn?
Oh, that's definitely not one of mine. Because you can't beat your own brand normally.
Beat your own brand. Oh, my God. That is cheese crisps. You've given him too many.
It's not too many bugles.
It's a fart. It's come from his
arsehole. It's a bugle fart.
He hasn't got enough time to go through his system
yet.
He has. Yeah, speaking of which, have you burped yet whilst wearing one of these face masks?
No.
Ooh, it's not a nice experience.
Really?
Yeah, you get a full-on experience of what it would be like to be in front of your own burp.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you should try burping when you've got a gimp mask and an eight ball in.
What is this obsession with maple?
Well, maybe I'll try it one day.
I want to pop around here on a Friday night.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Well, that was the mothers.
Bless them.
I know.
I miss them. I do miss them not being here.
But most importantly,
Miss Agnes.
Well, you still would not believe what the cat dragged in. Well,
that should be very interesting. Yes. We went through all the obvious animals, didn't we?
Yeah.
Apart from a snake. Have it with a frog.
I did too.
Sort of like a grass snake.
Do you want me to tell you
no.
and edit it out, or do you want me to keep
no,
you in suspenders?
Keep us in suspenders. We like that.
Okay.
I
kind
of want to know.
No. Okay. Spoil the fun.
Just a minute. Why is the phone ringing?
It never normally rings.
Who's? Oh, look who it is. I've never known these two to ring us before.
What? Well, are they not coming in?
It's Dr. Driscoll and Miss Tarpley ringing in. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Miss Tarpley?
Oh, hello. Is that so much? That's a lovely place. I'm ever so sorry for ringing you, but Mr. Dr. Driscoll, my beautiful husband, has had a little bit of a turn, and for the worse, and you see, we're on special ops. I can't exactly tell you where we are, but he's actually stuck inside the car. I can't actually get out. Will you, just a moment, let me put the phone to him, and he goes, what is this? Just a moment, okay, here he is.
Yes, hello, is that your Russian Glenn?
Hello, Dr. Driscoll!
Hello, yes, hello.
Hi, Dr. Driscoll, Miss Tarpley.
Are you all right?
We are on special ops at the moment. Special ops. Which lends itself to the phrase that we cannot actually tell you what we are doing.
But what if we traced this call? Wouldn't we find out where you
were? Wait a minute, let me butt in here. Absolutely not, and you must not put our special operation at risk there by asking ridiculous questions. We're actually just on the outskirts of Brinnington, but I can't say more than that, you see, because there's been a murder. Oh, dear, I'm saying too much.
Yes, the police aren't even here yet. We're the first ones on the scene, and we must deduce exactly what went on before any other occupants get to leave the village.
Dr. Driscoll, I'm smelling something.
Is it the result of that curry you had last night?
Oh, my gosh, it's so strong, it smells a little bit fishy.
It a fish curry you had last night, wasn't it?
No, that was you, Dr. Driscoll, that was you. Oh, no, I know what it is, I can smell it.
It's a bladder infection, isn't it?
No, I can smell it a million miles away.
What is it, dear?
It's a murder.
Well, let's get back in the car and leave these good people to their podcast.
Off we go, tally-ho on special ops, goodbye.
Are they not going to...
No, we're on special ops.
On special ops.
Yeah, but are they going to let us know what's going on here?
No, I don't know. Well, it's actually the very first time we've had a phone conversation from them. Bless them. Well, they're obviously up to their eyeballs in it, aren't they?
They are, which is fascinating. Maybe we'll hear about that special ops in the next podcast.
I think we probably will. Watson's trying to come...
Obviously murder.
Watson. It was moider.
It was moider. So now...
We're just waiting for that car to arrive up the driveway, aren't we?
I know.
It can't be far away.
Well, we'll hear the Rice Krispies on the drive.
I remember saying to Diddy that he had a flat tyre once, and he said, it's all right, it's only flat at the bottom part.
Bless him.
I think the thing is with Reg, I think when he comes in, he just drives over young chicks to get that popping sound.
that's horrid.
He's a strange person.
Oh, speaking of which, sounds like a car coming up the drive.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, go on then.
All right, you let him in. Wonder what kind of mood he's going to be in today, though.
Oh, I don't know.
He's never in a good mood, is he?
Sometimes he is.
Once,
I think. Once.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you. See you later, Southerner.
Oh, hi, Reg.
Reg is here.
No.
For here am I talking to Reg Corker, swearing like a loon. He's turning the air blue, so it's love and light.
Love and light.
How's your mediumship?
You know, I'm so blessed, Yvette.
You are.
Yvette, I am blessed.
Yes.
I am so blessed, Yvette.
Yes.
Blessed.
I know you are.
I'm blessed.
You
I'm
are
so blessed.
Bless you, Reg.
Thank you. Bless you. Bless you.
And how's work in Stoke? How's the tour
it's been
going?
Great. My global tour has been great. It's a sellout. It's been sold out even before the tickets went on sale.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And it's great. I've been the other day, you know, because some of the places I do aren't too big.
Right.
So we had social distance. Have you heard of this social
distance? Yes, we have heard of that, yes.
Where I come from, we have a word in duo, two words.
Yeah.
Social distancing.
Right.
You heard of that?
Yeah.
Have you heard?
Only recently.
Yes,
okay.
Heard of that.
Well, we have to soak. Generally, because of the pickpockets, we have to keep 2 metres apart anyway.
Oh, right, yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
But because it's now law, some of the places we can't get more than one in.
Right, right.
Okay.
So it's still sold out.
But yep, it's only one person
there. One person, though.
It's not the amount.
No, it's not.
People.
No.
It's not the amount, the account.
No.
It's the love that's within them.
That's right.
Quite right,
the
yeah.
love that's within them.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm full of love today.
We were.
Diddy's happy.
I see.
We got him a new boot.
Oh,
new boot.
Right, yeah.
He had to go and Google for us.
Did you?
Yeah, we couldn't get it from his normal place because his doctor wouldn't see him because of the COVID-19.
Right.
He couldn't go in, he'd lost his boot and he needed a new measurement.
Are they expensive, these boots?
They can be. I mean, chemists are generally expensive. Oh, boots.
Oh, yeah, not
Sorry,
boots, the chemists. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they can be because we have special ones.
Right.
They've got to be right.
Aren't they just sort of second-hand from car park attendants?
No, you see, that's a misconception, that. It is. They're always worn out.
That's right.
Because they do a lot of walking.
They used to be one in Stockport. They used to scare the living daylights out of me. Car park attendant with his boots.
You'd know if he kicked you up the ass with it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But no, they were great. And he's happy because he's got little studs in it.
I see. So he can't slip in the snow?
No, they're on the sides.
Oh, why?
Yeah, they make it nice. They glitter.
Oh, I
glitter.
See. Glitter.
Glitter.
Oh, Monty type thing.
Yeah, right, I see.
Because he likes to wear a tutu. As well, yeah, he's got nice tutus. And to be fair, I like him wearing them too.
Do you know?
Are you that way? You sort of, you know, are you a partnership?
Of course, we're a partnership. How the fuck could we be in the car together?
No, I mean, are you in a
together?
Relationship?
We are brothers. We are friends. He is my mentor. I am his mentor. We are one.
Oh, sorry.
Me and Diddy are one. We are together 24/7.
Oh,
we
I
love
just,
each other. There's
no,
brothers.
I was just thinking more of a relationship, as in, you
intimate.
Know, intimate.
Have you met my wife?
Course, yes.
Have you met her?
Do you know? No. Never
she's
met her.
Enough, used
never
to be a hooker. Used to be a hooker.
Oh, she played rugby.
No, she used to service the footballers.
Ah,
not the famous ones.
Right.
The ones that never quite made it.
Right.
Because
okay.
she wasn't that. She wasn't that. She couldn't do the top end ones because, you know, she's not that great looking.
Right.
She's a stupid haircut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like, does different things with a fringe. It looks stupid.
But you love her though, don't you, Reg?
I love her to bits. She's my rock.
Right, good.
She's my rock. Viola.
Right, did you want to do a reading for somebody today? A random caller, perhaps?
Yeah, I want to do two things.
Two things.
First, I want to say thank you to you both.
Oh.
Thank you to me.
What have we done?
To you.
Why?
From me. You know, when I first came here, believe it or not, I was quite nervous.
Really?
But the love and happiness that you two have given me over these past...
You hid that nervousness well, right, in fairness.
Yeah, it comes across sometimes as anger.
Right.
But I'm not an angry man.
No?
I'm not angry.
You're certainly not today. No.
But the trouble is, the more I develop, and we're all developing.
We are.
You've developed quite well, young lady.
I know, I used to be an A-cup.
Okay, so they've not developed any further then.
A couple of marbles and old socks.
It's like two aspirins on an ironing board.
And I just wanted to say that as I develop, things come into me quickly.
Right.
And I know things have gone into you quickly, haven't they? Haven't they?
Oh, you're talking to me? Yes, absolutely.
Well, I'm looking at you. Generally, when I'm looking at someone, that means I'm talking to them.
I haven't got my glasses on, you see.
You still
can't?
I put
my glasses on. No, okay. My spine is about okay. Without these. Right.
Oh, can you hear better?
Oh, there you go.
Right. And I've enjoyed being on this show.
That's nice.
It's a shame that I might have to leave.
Oh,
no!
Why?
Another podcast has asked me to come on it.
Boo!
Yeah.
Oh, Reg, please don't go. We think you're marvellous.
Yeah, we love you being here.
Pay me to be a psychic podcast.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're getting paid?
So they say.
Right.
So they say.
Well, if you're getting paid, we can't offer you that, can we?
No.
We can only pay you in love and happiness.
Yeah, and cake.
And cake and fingers. Okay. And a good fingering.
So there's no money at all.
No, I'm sorry.
We don't get paid for doing this podcast.
We just do it
we
for
just
free.
Do it in our spare time for fun. Yeah.
Right, okay, well, there's no point in being fucking nice, is there?
Oh, I see.
You two make all the fucking money.
We don't make any money. Right. We make nothing.
Right. You, I saw you driving a brand new 15-year-old old Mini. Yeah, I bet that can get an MOC, can't it?
I saw
you pushing a bike.
Yes, well,
was
she was a nice girl.
Speeder. Right, okay. Right, I see where we're going. Right.
Do you want to do a reading then while you're
in this
mood?
I'll tell you what I want to
do. All right.
You're nothing but a witch!
Remember, it's not anger, it's nerves, Yvette.
It's just nervous.
Right. I feel I want to do a reading. My spirit is high.
Right.
My spirit energy is high.
Okay.
Energy.
NRG.
I think we've got just the person.
I don't want to know her name.
Right, okay.
So what I need you to do... Where's the paper with the name on it? I don't want to know her name.
No, right. Well, we'll
or
get
anything
to
about
edit that bit out there about the paper.
Yes.
You introduce me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big me up.
Hello.
Hi. Says again.
Hello.
Now, listen, we've got somebody here. We can't say a name. We've got somebody here who'd like to give you a reading.
A reading? Have you?
Yes. Are you ready for this?
I am really ready for this.
He doesn't know your name. He doesn't know your name, so that's why we've not said anything. And he's right here now.
Okay.
Off we go.
Is that fucking it? Is that my fucking bill?
Oh, right. He's the world's greatest.
Don't start again, right. You two fucking idiots. Fuck me. How long have you been doing this?
Too long.
4 years.
This lovely, lovely, lovely lady.
Yeah, we're
so excited to speak to the Greater Edge Cork. So give me a right build up. Right, now stop it. Now, start recording.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for this special reading this evening the world's largest medium at small.
Or the smallest medium at large.
That's the one.
The man who could raise a smile, if nothing else. It's the world-renowned Reg Corker!
Woo! Thank you. Hello, lovely lady.
Oh, my God, this is going to be amazing.
It is. Everything I do is love. Thank you very much for taking this phone call. Right.
You're more than welcome.
You don't have to fucking speak, right? Okay.
So you only need to say yes and no to him. Don't lead him on.
Who the fuck are you to tell me and my lovely, lovely new friend what the fuck to do? Right, okay. Right. Okay, I start recording.
Okay, we're recording.
In 3, 2, 1.
Recording.
You don't need to fucking say recording. Me saying 3, 2, 1 is enough.
Sorry, Reg. Just press
the fucking button. Your job is to press the fucking button.
Okay, I'll press it now.
Right. No, not now. I'll give you the fucking go.
Okay.
Okay, right. I'll take that bit out.
Okay.
Right. Start recording in 3, 2, 1. Right. That was a bit heavy, but it's fine. Okay. Hello, lovely lady. How are you?
Yes.
I wasn't expecting that.
Come on, Reg. Come on. Talk to me.
You can be a bit more conversational.
Tell me what you're getting. Tell me what you're getting for me.
Okay. Okay, lovely lady. Right. Okay, what I'm getting... Nah! Right, okay, what's that? Okay. Okay, no. Right, okay.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay. Nah! Okay, ooh. Sorry. It's coming through. Who wants coffee? It's not coffee, they're saying. It's not coffee! What's that mean? It's not coffee. It's tea, they're saying. Tea. Nah! Tea. Nah! What the hell is that? Does tea and nah mean anything to you, love?
It could do. Keep going. I need a little bit more information.
Right, okay. It's on the moment. Okay. I'm getting definitely a T and definitely a nah. Right, okay.
Nah.
Okay.
Tea,
okay.
Nah.
I'm getting... Who is... I don't know. No, that's wrong. He's an absolute dick. Okay. Care! I'm coughing. Care!
Oh, is he alright?
Okay. Do you play golf?
Play what?
Golf.
Golf?
Yeah, fucking golf.
No, I don't play fucking golf.
Oh, okay. Do you play normal golf?
I do play normal golf.
Right, okay, so I'm getting...
Wow.
Pa and ke. Pa, ke.
Tea and a car. A tea and a car.
I'm getting tea, nah, pa, ke.
A tea and a pa. That's me. That's my name.
Oh, wow.
But it's not Parker. But I'll take that. I can take that.
It's not Parker, but she'll take it.
What do you mean it's not Parker? It's not Parker written here. No, we can edit that out. I've got it. Right, okay. It's not Parker. Right, okay. I'm going to need to get into the spirit realm and get hold of my friend, my mentor, my spirit guide, Spare Me, to get more.
Spare me.
Okay. So what I need you to do now is just relax.
I'm relaxing. I've got my feet up on my stool. I've got my TV muted and I'm listening.
Right, okay. Sounds like you're a bit of a lazy bitch, but that's okay.
I am. Once I've done all my chores, that's it. I don't do nothing for the rest of the day.
Right, okay. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And try not to queef. No, sometimes when you're doing this in a meditative spiritual state, you can queef.
I heard that.
Is that you?
That was me.
You got a baggy down there. Right, okay. Spare me? Are you there, Spare Me? Oh, Spare Me. I know you're there. I can feel you. I can see you, Spare Me. Come to me, Spare Me. Oh, Spare Me, cover me with your milky goodness. Cover me in your milky glory. In your sticky love. Oh, Spare Me. That's it, Spare Me. Come to me, Spare Me. Oh, I can feel you, Spare Me. Oh. Oh, Spare Me. Oh, okay. Thank you, Spare Me. How are you, Spare Me? That's great. I'm talking to Tina. I'm just trying to find
my name. You've got it.
Right, I'm getting another name. Spare Me. Can you give me something else for Tina? That's okay.
My ear old.
She's got. Okay, I'm getting making hairy minge. Making fake hairy minge. Okay.
Oh, oh my
That's okay, my no name. Kin. How did you know?
They're saying no kin. No kin. No kin. Mayor, no kin. Okay. And they're friends. They're saying friends with a silent L. Pal, Mayor, Palmer, Palmer, Palmer,
Palmer. Palmer, that's it. That's my name, Palmer.
Yes!
Oh, this is amazing. You're so good.
Isn't he good?
Great, brilliant. Wait, while I'm getting... Sorry, can I just move over here? Can I just get over there? Can you sit there?
Reg is swapping places with Yvette, just to get...
What a crack of the chair. It was going right up my ass.
Get more comfortable, though.
To be fair, it was quite nice.
Oh, dear.
Right, okay, okay. Spare me? Can you give me anything about... Tina! Palmer. Okay, okay.
And my hairy knees.
Right. Okay. Okay, are you greasy? Are you greasy? Are you greasy? Oh, sorry, it's a bad line. You're easy. That's what I'm saying, you're easy.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not, but I know a few people are.
You've got a great, great brother. He's saying you've got a great brother who doesn't like you.
Yeah, I have.
He doesn't like you at all. He pretends... He pretends. Right, okay, okay. What is that? Okay. He wanks at a bakery. He wanks at a bakery.
He'd get a call from HR about that, wouldn't he? Yes,
okay. Don't ever buy sausage rolls for there, that's wrong. You'll get a bit extra puffing a cut pastry.
He does his own seeded loaf, is that right?
Yeah, he does. Only on a Sunday.
Right, okay, okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting a little bit of rivalry between you and somebody called Dave the Wanker. Is that right?
That's it, that's me bastard brother.
Okay, okay, okay. David's a bastard. Right. Right, okay. The thing is... It's good on your part, but he doesn't really like you.
Tell me something I don't know.
He's saying, I'm getting this from Spam. Okay, who's giving us this information? Okay, somebody called Roderick is giving me this information from Spam. Oh, it's an uncle, a great uncle that's passed to the spirit world. Have you lost someone in your family at some time in the past?
Unfortunately, it wasn't my brother.
All right, well, we can sort that out. I've got some friends near where he lives. Right, okay.
Oh,
I'm getting the fact... Yeah, whore is mentioned. He says, whore! She's a whore! That's what he's saying. Oh no, here we go, here we go, here we go. It's no wank. He's saying wank, but it's no wank. It's skank. Skank, skank, skank. She's a skank. It's okay. Tina, skank.
She's getting emotional, isn't she?
Oh, okay.
She's getting very emotional, right?
Right, okay.
Okay.
Is he okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, I'm covered in spermies, milky goodness.
You must be feeling goodness. Very drained.
Yes. Right, okay, I'm going to come out of this.
Yes.
Spare me. I need you to release me from this spiritual realm for a bit.
Release the
spare. That's it, spare me. Leave me alone just for a while. That's it. Okay. Thank you, spare me. Withdraw from me. Take yourself out of me. You filled me with your goodness. Now take yourself out of me. Okay, thanks. That was nice. That was nice, baby. Thank you.
It was very
right,
good.
Okay.
Wow.
What was that? Was that good?
That was very good.
Very back
excellent.
In the room. Well done. That was amazing.
That was fantastic.
Interest, Tina. Was Reg pretty accurate there with anything he said to you?
It was all pretty accurate, actually. It's the best clairvoyant I've ever had the chance to come across.
Fantastic. So was I right? Your name is Tina Palmer.
Yeah, Tina Palmer, but Parker sounds better with your accent, doesn't it?
That's okay. And I've got
sounds better than Palmer.
And your brother? Is his name David?
Yeah, David Tobias Palmer. See, otherwise known as Bakery Wanker.
Yeah, I'm getting something about the Tobias is wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want you to know that proves without doubt.
It what?
I am proves right. Without doubt. I am great, and I've got to go now. But love you all. Love you, Tina. And
love you.
Too.
Bye.
Bye,
bye,
bye, thanks,
Reg.
Tina. Bye, bye.
Bye, 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 guys. Bye. Love you all.
Bye, bye. And there goes Reg as well. Amazing.
Very cool.
Fantastic. Well, another satisfied customer, know, as it goes.
Absolutely.
There.
But yeah. I mean, I really was quite shocked at the turnaround of Reg at the beginning there. He was so lovely
to us. He was lovely, yeah.
And then as soon as he discovered that there was no money.
He was nice to us when he wanted something.
No.
What was that?
You were talking to Diddy.
He's doing really well.
Yeah, he was very good. He was very nice at the beginning, and then he asked for some money because he's got another job with another podcast.
I don't think he's been offered another podcast.
Really? Yeah, he's just trying it on.
He's got his phone lies. He does those.
That's a good point, yeah.
He's tour with one person.
Yeah. I think he's doing all right for himself.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
We'll see what happens next time, won't we?
Yeah, we will do. Well, podcast 50.
I know.
Let's hear the fireworks one more time.
Hey! I thought we should be going... Just to remind our dear listeners, if you want to have a go at what's that noise, what animal is being tickled, send an email to
hello@anytimepodcast.com
and put what's that noise in the subject heading. If you want to guess what my mum's cat dragged in, again, have a guess, send the email to
hello@anytimepodcast.com
and put cat dragged in the subject heading as well. And if you want to email for Correspondence Corner about absolutely anything whatsoever,
and also if you want a reading from Reg,
a reading from Reg as well, with all your details, of course, then send an email to
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Well, it's been a brief yet pleasurable experience, and I've enjoyed every single minute of it.
I know, and thank you very much to Tina and
Tina and Dave, yes,
Dave,
for being good sports there as well, as it turns out.
They've been great sports.
And the mothers as well.
And the mums.
And we shall see you on the next podcast, number 51.
I know, I can't believe it. I can't wait already, actually.
Lots of love to you all.
Bye-bye.
Your plans? Today it's dinner with the parents at your spot.
We gotta come back here.
Now their spot. Or you're on the edge of your seat at the game.
Come on, just one time.
And it's the one. Or maybe you're catching the next flight to...
Now boarding flight 1850.
Oh, that's you. The choice is yours. And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Jeep Freedom Days are here, where right now, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2022 Grand Cherokee WK Laredo E4x4 for $369 a month for 36 months with $3,799 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. No security deposit required. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution, a lease to Chrysler Capital. Lessee is responsible for termination fees. Current lease must end by 7/3/23. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/5/22. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.